All right. I feel like we're back in the division again. You know, done a lot of, obviously, a lot of work on Baltimore here the last couple of days. You know, impressive team. I think Coach Harbaugh and his staff, the organization, have done a great job with that team, as they usually do. They're good in all three phases of the game. Real good in the kicking game. Do a great job of field position. Strong in the return game. Good coverage team. Good specialist. So, defensively, physical up front. Do a good job of stopping the run, hitting the quarterback. Real good red area team. Good third down team. Good situational football. And offensively, they're explosive in the running game, passing game. Flacco really does everything well. Horsett's had a great year. They did a great job of the running game, and that sets up their play action. They've shown a lot of ability to make big plays with all their receivers, both Smiths, obviously Daniels, you know, Forsett, even some of his opportunities in the passing game. So they got a lot of weapons, a lot of balance. And, they're well coached, they're tough. It's a good football team. And that organization, Steve, Ozzy, John, and their respective staffs, you know, really done a good job. Done a good job with that team.
You've game planned against them on a number of occasions over the years, but what maybe sort of a different dynamic does Steve Smith bring to what they do offensively?
I mean, yeah, it's just another good player, another weapon for him. You know, he's made plays at all three levels, short, intermediate, deep. Former returner, has good run skills, so he's dangerous at all three levels.
Bill, they move Smith around a lot?
Smith, are you talking about?
Steve.
He's usually on the perimeter. So, I mean, he's in the slot some, but not a lot. Yeah, I mean, they've got a lot of good defensive players. Front's really disruptive. You know, Upshaw, Suggs, Nada, Williams, Canny. I mean, they're all good, and that creates a lot of opportunities for the linebackers as well. So, you know, they're solid defensively. You know, Dean has done a good job with that group. Their front seven have pretty much, you know, been intact all year. I mean, I know Nada missed some games last month, but you know, they've been productive. McPhee's given them a lot of good plays in there. You know, all those guys show up and, you know, make plays.
Bill, besides the departure of Ray Lewis and Ed Reed, among others, what is the biggest difference from this team and the one you saw 2 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of differences. I mean, we played them last year, so not really worried about any of those games or any of those other years or any of those other players, just the ones we're playing this week.
So out their running game to be sort of what they lean on is, what kind of challenges, I guess, does their offensive line present? I know some of the guys on their line, Yand in particular, have had good years.
Yeah, I mean, they've done, you know, that's Coach Kubiak's, it's his system. You know, it's what they ran in Denver, it's what he ran in Houston, it's what he runs now. So, same type of philosophy, you know, a lot of stretch plays. They get downhill, they don't lose yard as much. So they keep the ball moving forward, stay at a third and long, make explosive plays in the running game, set up hail play action. You know, line does a good job, they're well coordinated. They work together, and the backs do a good job of, you know, a fullback and a running back do a good job of, you know, reading those blocking schemes and finding space in there, making positive yards. So it's, you know, it's a whole unit. It's not one guy, but they all work together well. It's well coordinated. Do a good job.
So when you put together a game plan, do you sometimes have to anticipate what the other coaching staff's approach to you might be? Not just even in the X's and O's, but in their game approach? and with John Harbaugh, he seems like the guy who's willing to be aggressive.
I mean, you always try to look at what a team does, but you also have to take into consideration how you think they'll think they'll match up against you, and you know, sometimes that becomes more of a factor than others, depending on the circumstances and the team. And you know, but I mean, there was a lot of film on Baltimore, and they played 17 games, not counting preseason. So with this staff, with this group of players, you know, granted there's been some moving parts like all teams have had, but you know, there's a pretty good look at what they've done this year. So yeah, you look at that and you try to put it all together. Here's what they've done. Here's what, you know, how will they approach us? What things do we need to be ready for? But you know, again, at this time of year, I think team's been successful. I don't think they're going to, you know, try to put in like 50 new plays this week. You know, if you have a good team and you're playing well, then you're probably going to do a lot of the things that have gotten you there. Maybe a couple wrinkles here and there, but I can't imagine that. And that's not really their style anyways. You know, put in a new offense or a new defense this week, I can't imagine either team doing that.
What do you think that improved the most in the secondary over the course of the season?
Well, I mean, they haven't given up very many big plays, so they have done a good job of stopping the run, creating third down, getting off the field on third down, and playing good in the red area. So they've limited the points. They've limited the scoring opportunities of their opponents. And on the opportunities that those teams have had, they've done a good job of keeping them out of the end zone, or in some cases, like they did with Pittsburgh last week, you know, keeping them from even being on the fringe of field goal range, keeping them from getting into field goal range. So, you know, that's the big thing they've done. Make you earn everything, and you know, you gotta execute a lot of good plays and handle a lot of good football players to score on.
What are the advantages of dropping into a cover three?
Of what?
Of dropping into a cover three, using cover three on defense, is it protect the spins of deep ball, or the strengths there?
I mean, well, it's a zone coverage, so you're talking about a three deep zone coverage. I mean, it's zone coverage, so you know everybody has vision on the ball. It's balanced in terms of run force. You know, 3D players, whether that's better than two or four, depends on what route you have called. So,
Bill, Joe Flacco has gained a reputation for being a good postseason quarterback, especially in their Super Bowl year. Do you believe in guys elevating their games in postseason play, and especially him?
Well, I think he's a good quarterback in all situations. You know, he's a good quarterback, period. So, a lot of respect for him. Throws the ball. I mean, he has a great arm. Can throw the ball the length of the field with guys hanging all over him. He's mobile. He's athletic enough to extend plays. Makes good decisions. Uses all his weapons. Uses the receivers, tight ends, backs. Throws on the run. Throws short, throws deep, throws inside, throws outside. So, I think he's pretty good, period.
When you face a team that runs a zone blocking scheme, what are some of the challenges that you might encounter as opposed to facing a team that runs a more traditional style?
I mean, well, I think every team in the league runs zone blocking. So, say the Ravens probably do it more than most teams. They don't run a lot of scheme plays. They run a few, but they run more zone. But I'd say every team in the league runs zone blocking schemes. So, see it every week. Oh, Catholic.
Sorry.
Yeah, they cut. They look, the same offense they ran in Denver, the same offense they ran in Houston, the same offense Kubiak runs in Baltimore. So all the characteristics from those other teams are the same characteristics in Baltimore.
What makes Forsett a good back for that kind of scheme?
Just decisive. He's got good explosiveness through the hole, reads the blocking schemes well, hard to tackle. runs behind his pads well. He's got good quickness. Makes a lot of yards on his own. I mean, not all those yards he's gained have been, you know, everything's been blocked perfectly. I mean, he gets a lot of holes to run through, and then there's a lot of times where he has good vision, finds space, or guys get a shot at him, and he breaks tackles or makes a miss. I mean, like the Miami game, you know, it's a 10-yard run that goes for 50. The Cleveland game, it's a 7-yard run that goes for 30. You know, Jackson, I mean, he's had a bunch of them where he's got nothing, and then all of a sudden, you know, he comes out of the tackle or he makes a guy miss, and he's got 25, 30. So I'd say both. But he does a good job at making yards on his own. He's got good vision. And when he sees space, he can hit it.
So when you have two guys like Greenville and Suggs, do they move them around a lot, or do they just, does Dean just say, here they are, try to stop them? And then you've seen on film from that.
Come up third down?
No, in general, just rushing the quarterback, any pass rushing situation.
Well, I mean, Doomerville's usually not in there unless it's third down or 2 minute or a passing situation. So,
I guess,
I mean, he's not
specifically just the passing situation.
He's usually on the offensive right. Suggs is usually on the offensive left, but not always. In regular, Suggs moves around a lot because he's, you know, lines up based on formation. So that's, and Sub, he's usually on the left, but they move him around. Sometimes he floats around in the middle as a linebacker type of location and rushes or doesn't rush. Sometimes he's on the right, sometimes, most of the time he's on the left. But in their regular defense, it's usually Upshaw and or sometimes McPhee and Suggs. Dumerville's not in there in a lot of their base defenses, unless they're, you know, way ahead or it's third and long or second and long or something like that, 2 minute.
In a situation like Saturday, you know Dean, Dean knows you. Is that a wash in terms of the strategic advantage one way or another?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we, a lot of teams are division teams. We play them twice a year, every year. Coach with guys, guys that coach with you. I mean, I think that's, it's pretty common. Comes up 3, 4 times, 5 times every year. So I don't think it's anything unusual.
Are there any common traits between some of the running backs that came out of that Cal program, like Forsett, Green?
I don't know. They probably are. Probably talk to somebody from Cal that coached all of them, make a better, give you a better answer than I could.
See the common traits between Green and Forsett?
I mean, they've both been productive. I don't know. Different offenses, so yeah, I don't know. I think you should talk to somebody from Cal. Talk to Jeff, he's coached them all, and be a perfect guy to talk to.
Kobe Jones, kick returner. Seems like as long as the ball is in play, he's going to bring it back.
Absolutely, yep. If it's anything less than 9.5, you expect him to bring it. Yep. Really dangerous. Great speed, strong, hard to tackle. You know, he's got the speed to go the distance, but he breaks a lot of tackles. He's a hard runner. Times where he, you know, makes yards on his own, makes yards with his you know, ability to run through tackles. And he's really good on kickoffs when he can build his speed and his momentum, but does a good job on punts, too. You know, he does a really good job of stretching the field. You've got to defend sideline to sideline on him, but if you give him any space, then he can rip it up inside and, you know, run through arm tackles and, you know, hit a crease. So really dangerous, like he did in the Super Bowl. Really, you know, as dangerous as a return guy as there is in the league. Does a really good job, and he's dangerous on offense, too. You know, they put him in there. He's obviously a good runner for catch guy, and he's a good vertical threat, big target. So, you know, he's, anytime he walks on the field, you gotta respect him. I don't know. Just try to get ready to play a good football game. Can't worry about the rest of it.
their running game and you know, the system that Kubiak likes to run. What's the challenge, I guess, for defensively a lineman in that situation to not get caught on some of those boots, those play action type of plays where they can kind of get washed to one side of the field? Is it's the best way, I guess, to keep yourself from getting caught up in that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's kind of the strength of the system, is that they attack everybody. So, you know, if the guys are chasing hard on the backside, then they boot. If the guys don't chase hard on the backside, then that creates more space on the play side. Yeah, and they run enough play actions that aren't boots that, you know, challenge you there too, just in terms of play action protection and recognizing those and, you know, mixing enough runs on those two to keep you honest. So, yeah, you can't just overplay one thing because they have a good complement in their system to everything. So if you're doing one thing, they have an answer for it. If you're not doing something, they have an answer to that too. You know, it's not, you know, not the kind of team that's going to line up in, you know, 50 different formations and use 50 different personnel groups and all that. Whatever you give them, they take, and whatever you take away, then they've got an answer to come back and, you know, counter it. So they do a good job of, you know, running strong, running weak, two back sets, one back set, two to tight end, away from the tight end, moving the tight end, three open, two open. All the play actions that go with it, short, intermediate, crossing patterns, deep patterns, use the back some out in the flat. So, I mean, it's a mixture of everything that, you know, forces you to defend, like I said, sideline to sideline and from the line of scrimmage to the goal line. So it's not any one thing you can just look at on film and say, well, you know, we can't, this is all we got to take away. There's 10 other things you got to take away too. So, you know, that's how they do it.
Coach, in a scenario like this weekend where you didn't know your opponent, in this case until Saturday night, do you have the coordinators on speed dial and say, all right, Sunday morning, 9 a.m., we get going on the Ravens? Or how does it work once you know your opponent getting into the game plan?
Yeah, well, we knew based on the game Saturday, if the Ravens won, as they did, and that game was over at, you know, midnight or whenever it was over, then Sunday morning working on the Ravens. It was pretty straightforward, really.
Background special teams. John's special teams as good as any in the league.
I mean, they do a lot of things well. Yep. Jerry, you know, has been with John there since 08 or however long it's been, 7 years. So, yeah, they've been good. They're solid. Big, good, big challenge for us. They're always good in the kicking game. They have good specialists, good core players. They're well coached. They have a good scheme, good schemes. So, yeah.
You would know this with your special teams background, but when you have a head coach like that with such special teams background, do you look for more, I don't know, trick plays or special plays in a playoff game like this that you haven't seen? You have to be prepared for that.
I mean, you have to be prepared for everything every week. So what Baltimore does and the things that, I mean, been there for 7 years and played them every year, at least once it seems like. So we got a good background on them. They got a good background on us. We'll use those, the preparation that we've had from the past. We'll use what they've done this year, figure it out, and put it together. I'm sure they'll do the same thing.
In regards to Tucker and the strength of his leg, does that have any effect on your thinking defensively about how aggressive you might be in a certain situation if they're on the fringe and where they are in relation to his field goal range since he's been so good from long range?
Well, I think that's part of your preparation every week is what the, you know, whatever the kicker's field goal range is. It doesn't make any difference what it is or and the conditions. At game day can affect that no matter what. You know, whatever it normally is, it could be different during the game. So whatever that point is, then I think that's, you know, that definitely affects your thinking a little bit defensively in terms of that field position. You know, I'd say there's really you know, so really two ways to look at that. One is, you know, how long of a field goal is your opponent going to try? And secondly, if they absolutely had to have it, it was the last play of the game, how far could they kick it? I mean, you know, to try a 65-yard field goal in the middle of the first quarter, I mean, I don't think you probably have a team in a league that would do that. Now, if it was the last play of the half, then, you know, that's a different story. You know, you kick him from wherever you think the guy can get it there from, because that's the last play. But, you know, in a normal situation, even guys with big legs, you just don't see teams, you know, usually trying those kind of field goals unless, you know, it's the last kick. I mean, you don't want to, percentages aren't good to make them, and then the field position you give up is, you know, quite a bit. So, like I said, I think it depends on what situation you're talking about. If you're talking about end of the game field goal, then, you know, you got to know what the guy's maximum range is. If it's a normal situation that's not an end of the half type thing, then, you know, you kind of think, all right, where would they kick from? You know, are they going to try a 65-yard field goal in the middle of the first quarter? I mean, I don't think you see a lot of that, you know, in this league or in any league. But got to have it, you know, like the kick that Buffalo had against Detroit earlier in the year, you know, last play of the game. That, I mean, those kind of plays, you got to know what the range is. They can get it there, you know. Most of these guys in this league got a pretty good chance of making it. So the distance, then that definitely affects you. Okay. All right. Thank you.